Barack Obama was attacked in many of the nation's newspapers today for his apparent flip-flop on the issue of receiving public funding for his general election campaign. Yesterday, Obama announced, to little surprise, that he will become the first presidential nominee not to accept public financing for the general election since it's become available in the mid-1970s. Expected to be around $84 million that would begin the day he receives the nomination on August 28th. As the Obama campaign today hit back at John McCain for his alleged flip-flopping, campaign spokesman Robert Gibbs was asked how Obama could justify making such accusations when he has reversed himself on public financing. Gibbs said that Obama would have entered into public financing if John McCain's campaign would have agreed to tighten loopholes of the financing of general elections and a presidential campaign.
Hi, this is Barack Obama. I have an important announcement, and I wanted all of you, the people who built this movement from the bottom up, to hear it first. We've made the decision not to participate in the public financing system for the general election. This means we'll be foregoing more than $80 million in public funds during the final months of this election. It's not an easy decision, especially because I support a robust system of public financing of elections. But the public financing of presidential elections, as it exists today, is broken, and we face opponents who've become masters at gaming this broken system. John McCain's campaign and the Republican National Committee are fueled by contributions from Washington lobbyists and special interest PACs. And we've already seen that he's not going to stop the smears and attacks from his allies running so-called 527 groups, who will spend millions and millions of dollars in unlimited donations. From the very beginning of this campaign, I have asked my supporters to avoid that kind of unregulated activity and join us in building a new kind of politics. And you have.